2 weeks ago, our host Will was the victim of a podcast lashing from TJ, one of the hosts of the podcast Armageddon After Party. And not just any podcast host, he happens to be one of Will's closest friends. The Minefield presents TJ's Betrayal. Two friends from two different podcasts had built a strong platonic friendship until out of the blue, on an episode of the podcast Armageddon After Party, TJ lashes out at his buddy's podcast, calling it unfunny.
It's just not funny. Hey, you know what? I don't care.
Calling for the podcast to be canceled.
I mean, unless it's the Minefield podcast, we should cancel that. It's just not funny.
It's just not funny.
TJ and I were friends. We were actually friends of friends the first time we met. I can't remember. I don't remember this exactly, but TJ swears he remembers. He says, the last time we talked about this, of course, this is back when he was talking to me, but he said it was like late. It was May 2011. June, maybe. I don't know. We were maybe watching the World Cup or something at our friend John's house. But we had John in common. We were associates. Like, I knew who he was and he knew me. But we got along really well. And from the get-go, we had that basic understanding of who the other person was. But we really hit it off and we were really good buddies quickly. Conversations were very easy. We had a lot in common. And it was just an easy friendship.
Yeah, it was a big crowd. And I remember... Yeah, because knowing that we were putting you two guys together and how, you know, kind of strong the personalities can be, like, I was curious to see how this would work out. And I was really just, like, pleasantly surprised that you really clicked. Like, you really hit it off.
Yeah,
That's John. Yeah. He is my friend in common with TJ, the guy who introduced us. He's also one of the co-hosts of Armageddon After Party. He's been friends with TJ for a while. I actually tracked down some of TJ's friends this weekend to ask them, guys who we went to high school with, guys who know him better than anybody, guys he, you know, hosts a podcast with, people who really know Little Squeak, excuse me. And they knew that we were friends, too.
I think that's a big part of it, too, is that they knew that Squeak and I were friends.
And I remember when the podcast really started to take off for me, when my podcast started to really take off, I mean, just really, like, that next level, basically, that when it went from like just friends or people who I knew to being, you know, bigger numbers, you know, it's not Rogan's podcast, but, you know, it's a sizable audience. I remember TJ calling me to congratulate me on the podcast.
It's TJ. Listen, I just wanted to say I just finished one of your newest episodes. I can't remember which one it was, but... Man, it is so funny. It's so funny. I really like it. I mean, I'm like, I get it, you know? I really get it. I like it. Anyway, man, just kind of wanted to call and say, you know, I'm glad that, you know, we've become good friends recently. And, yeah, man.
Once the ratings came in and everything and I got named, like, you know, king of podcasting. That was really cool. And that was pretty typical, honestly, of our relationship at the time. He was a supportive and nice guy. He left me a voicemail and then I called him back. And again, things were fine. We used to do FaceTime calls during the shutdown, talking about comedy, that was how we said about, that's what we said about talking to talk about was podcasting, parenting, cooking, and we ended up just talking about life and just, you know, just checking in, just FaceTime, you know, a couple times a week, texting during the week. Had a lot in common. And then I got word from an anonymous email address, middle of the night, after Trey's tirade. So I didn't sleep. I stayed up doing research and looking into see if I could figure out if there was a medical reason for his outburst. And I get this email in the middle of the night, this anonymous email that basically says, don't you know that little Squeak is mad at you because you made fun of Puddle of Mud? Parentheses, who he loves. And then I remembered, yes, actually, I guess I do have a conflict. I made a mistake and said some dumb stuff about Puddle of Mud. It's stuff that I stand by, but it was mean. I think I said if you mic'd up an actual puddle of mud, like if you found a muddy puddle and you put a instrument cable into it and ran that into an amplifier, that it would sound a lot like the band Puddle of Mud. They actually sound like a puddle of mud. And I said it on my podcast, and he sent me a note that said something like, heard your latest podcast. Not my favorite, or something like that. So then I talk to his friends. They say, oh, he's really sensitive about one thing, it seems like. And that's the band Puddle of Mud, the band that I was making fun of on my podcast when he sent me that compliment, quote unquote. And there was some sass in the email, too. It was a sassy compliment. What scared me, though, was that while I was interviewing TJ's old high school buddies, we were suddenly finding ourselves under attack, and I guess that's just a coincidence. It has nothing to do with the fact that little Squeak wants to end my podcast. Maybe he wants to end me. This is an actual clip of my interview with one of little Squeak's high school friends. This is real. Has not been manipulated.
I slipped up and said something about it. It was a music-related thing. It's a band that he loves.
No, it's amazing. I mean, you could say almost anything to little Squeak, and he, like, you know, nothing is out of bounds for him, except for Puddle of Mud.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
That's so perfect.
Was that TJ? Was that a gunshot? Did you hear that?
You know, I had totally forgotten that he had a tattoo because yeah. During the pandemic, like, we didn't really see anybody, let alone with their shirts off. But
I said some bad stuff about Puddle of Mud.
Yeah, you forget.
All right, I'm not proud of it. And it's not personal, but I went pretty far one time, actually fairly recently. Actually, now that I think about it, I bet you that is what he's mad about. I mean, he loves this band, and he has no sense of humor when it comes to that, and he has a sense of humor about everything else. Everything else. But this actually... this email may be onto something. He loves that band. And I don't want to, like, I have not visually confirmed this, but I believe that he has an enormous Puddle of Mud tattoo that takes up his whole back. And I've heard this from multiple people. And so you're talking about somebody who has a tattoo across their back, Puddle of Mud, takes up their entire back or whatever. This is like part of their identity. Me making fun of them probably really did hurt him. And for that, honestly, I am sorry.
He's pretty sensitive about that. I think that might have been one of the things he kind of got mad about.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Like, I remember, like, the first time that came up, it was one of those things where you just say something in passing, and then all of a sudden you catch the eye of the person across the way, and you realize, like, it's like, oh, shit, he really likes Puddle of Mud a lot more than I thought he did.
It's, and then...
But then, of course, I mean, later, there was the whole backstory, and then, of course, he pulls the shirt off and he shows you his back. And it's like, dear, I did not know what level this went to. Good Lord. Oh my God.
Like the whole back.
It's, yeah, it's just, yeah, all the way out to his arms, like down the spine.
And they do have a long name, I guess, Puddle of Mud. You know, it's like a lot, I guess, it's not really, but, you know. It takes up so much. I think that's what I couldn't believe is that with the t-shirt on, you can't see it at all.
Yeah.
But with the t-shirt off, that's all you can see.
They pushed it right up. It's as if they just drew imaginary lines where his t-shirt goes and then pushed it right to the border.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. I mean, you could say almost anything to Little Squeak, and he, like, you know, nothing is out of bounds for him except for Puddle of Mud.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's so perfect.
Is that a gunshot? Did you hear that?
You know, I had totally forgotten that he had a tattoo
because
during the pandemic, like, we didn't really see anybody, let alone with their shirts off. But it's a work of art.
Yeah, you forget.
So I'm going to call TJ after this, after I finish the podcast. I am going to call him. Actually, I'm going to call him right now. Let me grab this. See here. TJ. Not under TJ. So it's probably under a little squeak. So where's that? You know what? I don't think I have his number, actually. You know what I'm going to do is just send him a special message here on the podcast. And that is to say, little squeak, TJ, I beg your forgiveness for what I said about POM, for lashing out against your lashing. And I'm sorry that I said negative things about Puddle of Mud again. Didn't know. We could get into the details, whether or not that's a valid, whatever. That's not the point. The point is I shouldn't have made fun of the band in front of you, I guess. So I really apologize, and I hope that you reconsider your opinion on my podcast and that you encourage people to listen to it, to subscribe to it, and to tell them that it is funny, because there are people out there who listen to what you have to say. You have a big platform. You have a lot of people listening to you. So, you know, when you tell people not to listen to my podcast, it affects me, and it hits our bottom line pretty hard over here. And your endorsement can go a long way toward fixing things, you know, for us over here at the minefield. Because there's a lot of people who work really hard with families who are working for me here at the podcast. And, you know, we're just barely getting by here. So please forgive us, TJ. Please forgive us, Little Squeak, as a tribute to him. He mentioned in his, toward the end of his diatribe, that I will probably listen to his words and use them against him and create a song about him.
God, I can't wait till he just rips me back. I can't wait to hear that.
He may do a whole episode based
on you. Well, he's just more creative than me. He's going to take all the sound bites from this and be like, cancel my balls, and then make a song about it. Little Squeak.
And that song will slap, too.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah.
So that's
joke's on him, though. He has to sit through and listen to all this bullshit.
Yeah, in order to make that song.
Oh. Yeah.
So I did that. I threw this together, and I hope you like it. TJ, I hope you like it. Please don't shoot at us anymore. I will stop interviewing your high school friends. You're now leaving MF22.
The Minefield.
Cancel my balls. Cancel my balls. Cancel my balls.
ball. Cancel my ball.
Little squeak, little squeak.